you're feeling good, say yeah.
Yeah. Monday motivation. We go around the room and we say, you know what? Why don't we do one good story? The rest of the stories can be negative this week. Let's give you some positivity, some cool stuff. This kid really inspires me. I wish I was him about 13 years ago. Actually, 16 years ago. God, I'm getting old. A 17-year-old kid in Canton, Ohio, named Michael, is graduating from high school this month. That's cool.
Ooh.
But that's not what we're cheering about, guys. He's actually been overweight most of his life. We're not cheering about that either. But at one point, he was 325 pounds. That was a year ago. He said, you know what? I got to do something about this. So he said he overhauled his diet. He stopped eating pizza every day. Man, every day, that sounds good. And walks several miles to school every morning.
Good job.
Now, guess what happened if it was snowing or raining?
He didn't do it?
He still walked to school.
Wow.
You're not gonna stop Michael. He's got goals. He's got dreams. He's got aspirations. That's how determined he was. And his high school actually gave him a shout out. This is how I saw it. It was on Facebook. He's lost 115 pounds. He says, my secret? He's gotta want it. You have to really want it. That's all you have to do.
Wow.
And take a real look at his relationship with food. He said it was hard, but dang, it was worth it.
Good for him. That's great. I have a story from California. These two 10-year-old girls were having a slumber party, and all of the sudden, this naked guy breaks into the house and starts trying to, like, touch them and stuff. Well, the girls wake up just as he's starting to touch them, and they band together, and they fight this guy off. And one of them took off and immediately went to one of the parents. They called 911, and the cops were able to arrest this 26-year-old guy a couple days later, because the girls did such a good job describing him and calling 911 right away and telling somebody. And thank God they fought him off before he could do anything else. But isn't that so scary?
That is scary, and I'm glad they did it. But it's like, where do you get your stories from?
Know.
Like, the pedophile, like, prep? Where is this stuff coming
from?
I'm so
confused. Same place you guys get your stories.
Yeah, they're always so, like, kind of scary.
Yeah, they're good. Like, they are positive endings. Like they almost were arranged.
They have good endings, but it's like, To get to the good ending, there's always some, like, bad muddy tracks we gotta walk through. Jeez.
Oh,
that's any good story. There's always a climax. Are they gonna make it? And then they make it.
Okay.
Thank you, Alex. Live the Web Girl. What do you have?
So there is a woman who got a NASA internship, but she's a single mom. So she is right now in her, like, doctorate candidacy. She's going to school to get her PhD, and she has an 11-year-old daughter who she had when she was a junior in college. So she's been working full-time and going to school full-time, has gotten her bachelor's degree, master's degree, and now is working on her PhD.
That's it?
Yeah, and she's done all of that as a single mom, and so she got her dream job as a NASA internship, like a dream opportunity. But as an intern, NASA's not going to pay for your travel to get to Houston, Texas, and they're not going to pay for your lodging. So she already has lodging in Georgia, so she can't afford both of them.
Right.
But a GoFundMe was started by her sister or her cousin or something, and they raise enough money to travel the air care and for her to be able to, like, get an apartment. I mean, she's
That's
still
awesome.
Going to have to pay some herself, but she'll have this dream opportunity, and she's been working her butt off as a single mom, and it's still gone this far, which is just incredible.
Maybe she'll end up getting a job offer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hello, this is perfect timing. What is it called? Space Force that we're doing now?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I mean, Trump said he's putting more money into NASA.
There
you
go.
Perfect timing. That's your Monday motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show.